Well, yes, companies have been revived. I mean, Cane's back on the map. Companies have been expanding and doing the best they can. So there's a lot of work that is going on the ground. I think the agenda to reindustrialize is definitely underway. That goes without saying. But have we arrived? Probably the answer is no. There's still a lot of work to be done. We still have a high-cost environment. We could be seeing more companies because the scale and magnitude of what is required is much bigger than where we have gone. But certainly, we are moving in the right direction. We are directionally correct in reindustrializing, getting big business back, as opposed to what we're doing, focusing just on the informal sector. We are also seeing big companies that employ 100 people, 200 people, 300 people, 500 people coming back onto the market and being reestablished.
But how come this resuscitation is not visible in terms of job creation?
Absolutely. You are right in terms of impact. So whilst you may be right in direction, beginning a journey going from Bulawayo to Harare, if you are still in Ndabazinduna, you've started the journey, but you are nowhere near Harare. So we are in the right direction, but what is required, as I have said, we need literally an industrial revolution, an economic revolution. So right now, the gains and the positives that the president has correctly highlighted, in light of what is required, is still a far cry from what is needed. So there's still much work to be done, but, you know, we celebrate that at least the seriousness in recognizing we need to reindustrialize, we need to get old companies that can work working again, new companies that need to come into the Zimbabwean business environment, they need also to come in. So we still have much, much work to do. I'd say this is maybe 5% of what is required, but we want to celebrate it and call for the 95% that we still have to do.
So this resuscitation, how is it going on when we know that there's no money?
Well, problems develop. As the economy evolves, new problems develop. And we have a challenge. You know, our biggest challenge really is attracting FDI at this stage. And that's what it's going to take. We need significant amounts of FDI. The market itself, which is the government's blueprint, which we have been working on part of it as industry, particularly value addition beneficiation.